With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Experts say the Biden administration engaging in a terrible foreign policy toward Israel because it is listening to anti-Israeli voices in the Democrat Party.
And they are listening to the loudest and the most progressive parts of their own coalition in ways that are ultimately, you know, leading them to break away from America's allies, to undermine them publicly, by the way.
Political writer Ben Domenech says that President Biden is missing the mark when it comes to foreign policy.
You know, if you have issues with America's allies, you know, and obviously these issues crop up, you know, inevitably in all sorts of different circumstances, you deal with them behind closed doors. You don't hash them out every day in public press conferences.
Domenech telling the Salem Radio Network the president is under intense pressure from a vocal minority of his own party to turn his back on the Israelis. Also at srnnews.com, Johnson & Johnson pumping more money into heart care.
Johnson & Johnson announcing a roughly $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical, which specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries. The deal has already been approved by the boards of directors from both companies. Shockwave specializes in intravascular lithotripsy, technology that uses sonic pressure waves to crack calcium lesions in arteries and restore blood flow, along with stenting. The technology is used to treat coronary artery and peripheral artery disease. John Scott reporting.
In the land of down under, Sydney, Australia, torrential rain forcing thousands of people to evacuate. Authorities say no deaths have been reported, but it is unclear yet if anybody still might be missing. This is SRN News. Well, most Americans do not have a biblical worldview.
A new study from Arizona Christian University reveals that 92% of adults in this country subscribe to something called syncretism, which researchers define as, quote, a fusion of disparate ideologies, beliefs, behaviors, and principles culled from a variety of competing worldviews into a customized blend. Only about 4% of Americans truly have a biblical worldview. Experts believe this poll says a lot about why the country is having so many problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament approving a gay marriage bill. If the measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asian country to allow homosexuals to legally get married. Now, the bill goes to the Senate, which there rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house. This is SRN News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States and China have agreed to hold talks and they will address a key American complaint about China's economic model.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States, for the potential to flood our markets with exports that make it difficult for American firms to compete.
Yellen has been meeting with various officials in China. On Capitol Hill, the House set to consider a bill next week that would reauthorize a surveillance program that U.S. officials consider absolutely vital to national security, but some critics say it raises privacy concerns. More details at srnnews.com.